Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, they had a good weekend up in Chicago. Did you see that, Carl?
No.
42 people shot through Sunday morning in Chicago while Mayor Brandon Johnson tries to pour more money into social programs up there where they have defunded the police like every major blue city in America. And there were even a couple of people with fully automatic machine guns, apparently, in gun-controlled Chicago. So there you go. That's what you get with defund the police. And if you thought that was all over with, think again. We got Joe Cardinale on the phone with us this morning, retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander. And Joe, welcome back, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mean, that's never a surprise when I hear the weekend crime stats in these big places that have, you know, reduced the number of officers that they've got on the streets.
No, and it's just indicative of what this movement has done and what it continues to do, even though people think it's off the main burner. It's not. It's just on the back burner in our universities who still profess it and still push that agenda to defund because they feel a lawless society is what we need. And that's exactly what you get when you take these measures. Look at Seattle. Look at Oregon. Look at San Francisco. Look at New York City. And like you just said, look at Chicago. Boy, with a new mayor, same old results.
Well, you know, was it Washington or Seattle or somewhere out there that maybe it was San Francisco where they realized their mistake and said, we've gone too far with this. You would think that at this point we would have reached that saturation point where the people would revolt over the fact that they can no longer call 911 and not expect that they're not going to get put on hold.
No, it's not. You're right. They do. The people are revolting, but many of them are revolting by leaving, just getting the hell out. And you can't do that. I mean, for those who are lifelong residents of those communities, I mean, why put your tail between your legs if that's the only option that you have? Then you do it. But, you know, you fight. And the way you fight is get these politicians out of there. This is not just the dribs and drabs. This is a radical movement that they made. And they're sticking to it. And the only way to get out of it is to do the same radical move, the reverse of what's going on right now, and put everything into your police department and take it from there. All right? Because that's where your first line of defense is. I mean, they've driven the police departments to a reactive force instead of proactive, and that's where you lose everything.
Yeah, that's a great point. Joe Cardinale on the phone with us this morning. Joe, this weekend I heard a guy named Justin Hansford. Apparently, he's a Biden appointee to a UN reparations team or something like that, commission. And he said to a bunch of people at the United Nations, you need to come in and help us in America. He said slavery is still real in America through mass incarceration. So obviously, as you talk about them working at the university level to ingrain this in our kids' head, now we've got Biden appointees going to the United Nations telling the world that slavery still exists because we're locking up criminal offenders. I can't follow the logic there.
Thank you, because you just picked out my next morning cup of shut the blank up who it's going to go to, all right, because this is ridiculous. Now you're reaching. It's bad enough our borders are unsecure to the point that we have sleeper cells sneaking into this country, drugs, everything you can imagine on the border. Then you have the threat of China, Russia, and Korea outside, all right? But you invite other people to help us with a problem that your own police departments can do if you just let them do the job, all right? This is ridiculous. And when are the people going to wake up and say enough is enough and get these elected officials out of there and get back on track? Because it's to a point right now where it's so dangerous that no matter where you go, no matter where you run, it's going to find you.
Well, in the time we got left here, let me ask you about that. As somebody who's on the outside now, retired, and you're doing analysis on these problems across the country, We had something here in St. Louis called the Ferguson effect that came out of the Ferguson mess. And that is officers who are on the job who are now hesitant to do their job for fear that they're the next person making national headlines, right? Wrongly accused of doing something wrong. And at that point, that too emboldens the criminals. In addition to not being prosecuted, you've got police officers who have to hesitate to do their jobs out of fear of being persecuted for it.
Absolutely. And that's where the Ferguson effect and the George Floyd effect come into play, where you demonize an entire society of officers, where one or two incidents dictates policy for the rest of the next two decades. And that's not the way it should be. You address problems as they arise within police departments, and you take action accordingly. This crap about the slavery, that we're still enslaving people. No, we're putting criminals behind bar that deserve to be there. All right. And now you have George Soros elected DAs like Bragg here in New York City that just choose not to prosecute. And what's the end result of that? Violent criminals out on the street committing crime after crime after crime because they're emboldened to do so because there's no checkmates. There's no longer a 1-2 punch in the criminal justice system because it's geared strictly for the criminals, not for the police and the communities.
Or the Alvin Braggs of the world choose to prosecute the good guys like Daniel Penny. Because are they going to find a jury up there in New York that's going to convict this guy? Because I heard so many stories of people who've been afraid on the subway and hoped there would be somebody there that would step up.
Mr. Penny explained that he was in fear for his life and other people's lives. He established the criteria to stop that individual. His intent was not to kill him. That was an end result of him taking action. All right. Yeah. And it's action that a lot of people want to take, even police officers. But once again, people are no longer proactive like that. They're reactive, you know, and this is what happens. The public doesn't have a choice of being proactive in policing. All right. They are reactive. And he reacted to a bona fide threat. And you're right. Will we get a jury that will convict him? We don't know. It's all how Bragg presents this to the grand jury, because if he presents it in a way that he justifies his actions, they won't indict him. All right. But as we all know, you can indict a ham sandwich in the grand jury. So,
hey, if people want to get your morning cup of shut the blank up, they can go to joecardinale.com, correct?
Correct. And that's where I take it, you know, a step up. And I couldn't use the exact words, but at least you can put any kind of words you want into that. And my first one went out to Cori Bush and Tlaib for their actions of not defending police officers killed in the line of duty. They were only two to not vote for that in Congress. The only two.
We're
so called squad.
We're so proud of Cori Bush here in Missouri. Can I just tell you that?
Oh, I'm saying, you know, there's a woman. There's a. I call them woman in my. Whoa. In my quotes. I call them woman, and I put down not misspelled either. So
yeah. And on the internet, you can say what you really want as opposed to on broadcast radio, right?
That's right. That's right. So I hold back, but I don't hold back on the my opinions and my JoeCardinale.com realm.
Excellent, sir. Hey, I appreciate your time, Joe. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. JoeCardinale.com, CardinaleE.com. If you want to go check up his morning cup of shut the blank up. See, I can't even say the real word there on the radio, but he's got the stars counted out. There are four of them, in case you're wondering. Yeah, yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.